Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. There's an organization in town, relatively new, that is a non-traditional form of education for the community. It's called Birdhouse, and Kat Amaro, the founder of Birdhouse, is here in the studio with me this morning to talk about the idea behind it, where it came from, and what it's doing. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin with what is Birdhouse?
Well, the Birdhouse is an organization that I started back in November. The whole concept of it is to turn Cincinnati into this huge campus. So anyone with a skill set or passion for anything or anyone, any subject, can share that through a fun workshop or class. And then I also work with local businesses to host these classes. So that's kind of where the Birdhouse comes from. It's a migratory classroom, very collaborative between local businesses and locals. And we're just kind of here to bring fun workshops and classes at an affordable price, just to kind of share with everyone.
And fairly new. You started up in November. Where did the idea come from? I mean, did this just pop into your mind, making the whole Cincinnati community a campus?
You know, it was a few experiences I had. I realized a lot of my friends are so talented and passionate about a lot of arts, and they weren't sure how to market themselves. So I went to New York for a long weekend transitioning between jobs. And I ran into the Brooklyn Brainery, which is a very similar concept. I was very inspired during my visit, and I thought I'd decide to bring that idea to Cincinnati as a way to kind of help my friends market themselves with their passion and their skill sets. And I decided to see where it would take us. And so far, so good. It's been getting a lot of great response, a lot of positive feedback, and it's just fun to see all the collaborations that are happening within the Birdhouse.
So what is your background? What are you bringing? You said you have a lot of artistic friends who are looking to market themselves.
What is my background? Well, I went to UC for a couple years, and I went for pharmacy, dental hygiene, a little bit of everything. Didn't quite know what I wanted to do, so I decided to take a break. That break turned into 4 years of managing Tazamia, which is that coffee shop downtown, and to be in that entrepreneurial creativity with my boss at the time kind of rubbed off on me. And so I spent 4 years managing a coffee shop, being passionate about coffee, and kind of brainstorming different other business ideas during the time. And this just stuck. I was like, this has to work. I mean, there's so much to learn. There's so many passionate people everywhere, especially Cincinnati, where there's so much creativity. I mean, you see in OTR right now, like how far that general area has gone in the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to be part of that. The Birdhouse has given me that opportunity, and I've met so many great people, so much creativity and energy through these people, and it's just such a motivation to keep going.
Well, why is it called the Birdhouse? And by the way, it's H-A-U-S, Haas.
It is Haas, yes.
The Bird Haas. Why the Birdhouse? You talk about the Brooklyn Brainery. So, you know, how did Birdhouse come to Cincinnati?
The Birdhouse. Well, it was a collaborative effort between my friends and I. We were just hanging out at a coffee shop one day, just kind of brainstorming different business ideas like we like to do. And we're just bouncing off different business names. And one of our business ideas was, how about we do this, art co-op where, you know, we sell local art out of our space, and that way, you know, we're sharing everyone's passions. And one of my friends was like, well, can we put a bird on it? From the Portlandia episode. I was like, yes, let's do it. We can put a bird on everything. So as our business evolved into the concept of the Birdhouse now, we decided to keep that and turn it into the Birdhouse.
Well, you have a wide selection of classes you've been offering since you started up in November. I was lamenting before we went on the air about missing the Bourbon 101 class that happened in December. And this is, it's not a regular schedule. It bounces around as it goes. But there was Bourbon 101. What are some other classes that have been offered through the Birdhouse?
Oh, gosh. I remember our first month we did a tea leaf reading class, which was a lot of fun. Very similar to tarot cards. I was very skeptical, so I was like, well, you know, let's see how this goes. Our teacher, Shaheen Miro, he is a fashion design student at DAP. but also reads tea leaves. So one day I went over to his apartment. I was like, all right, this guy's going to read my tea leaves. I don't know what I'm going to see. But it was fun to just be open-minded and to see how excited he was about it and to see the knowledge that he has behind the art of reading tea leaves. I mean, the things that he saw in my cup, I was like, okay, sure, whatever. He's like, you're going to meet this woman. She's going to want to help you at this certain time of the month, blah, blah, blah. And it's crazy, but it happened. And so it's like, how can I not, like, believe that part of my tea leaves? But we decided to go ahead and run with the class, and we had about 10 people show up. We did a hookah bar out in Clifton, and that day was really neat because in each cup, there were birds in it. And wow. Within my cup, there was a house. So I was just like, all right, this is weird, but it's fun. It was just fun to see. So we had classes like that. We did an intro to figurative drawing class where we worked with Alicia of Smartfish on Main Street. We just got a model in, and a friend of mine who is a art instructor at DAP. Just did a nice intro class. A lot of people from different backgrounds who just never picked up a pencil before, and I mean, I've seen some of the best drawings come from those people. So It's nice to see, you know, people trying to discover what they're good at, or at least get into it.
Stretch their boundaries
exactly.
A little bit.
Exactly.
Well, those are classes of the past. It's a new year and new opportunities for the birdhouse. And what do you have coming up? I did notice on your website the Mama Bird and Baby Bird Craft Series.
Yes, that will be going on February 9th, I believe. And we're going to try to do that every second Saturday of the month, where parents can kind of get together with their kids and do a little craft of the month.
Mamas and papas.
Mamas and papas, yes.
And you must bring a child. That's,
yes.
That's one of the
requirements. Must be a child. You cannot kidnap them. They must be your own, a nephew, niece. But, it'll be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about that one.
So what else do you have coming up? Because really, the birdhouse encompasses all, you know, we talk crafts right there. You talk to art, talk tea leaves. It's about any subject you can do. What are some others that are coming up?
Well, February, we are focusing around Valentine's Day and love. One of my favorite ones coming up is The Real Housewives of Tudor, England.
Yeah, I love that.
We're working with a young lady named Lauren Froh. She's a senior at Starfire Council, which is one of my favorite nonprofit organizations here in the city. They kind of do the similar things that the Birdhouse does, but they aim it towards teenagers and adults with Down syndrome. So we're working with Lauren, who's so passionate about the medieval era, King Henry VIII and all his wives, and she also has a passion for cooking. So for her capstone, she wants to do a Shakespearean dinner. She's kind of using the Birdhouse as a way to experiment. So she's going to do a history lesson on King Henry VIII, as well as introducing some of the popular culinary foods from the medieval era. So
wow.
I'm really excited about that.
I also saw pouring a heart in a latte.
Yes.
And the art of written communication. And this isn't only classes that you're offering, but you also offer the Birdhouse as a conveyance for folks who want to teach or would like to do it, and you take pitches for classes.
Absolutely, yeah.
So how does that work?
So on our website, there is an option of pitching a class. I'm always, you know, looking for feedback to see what the community wants to learn. To be a teacher, there's also a sign-up sheet. It's just a way for teachers to come to me and be like, hey, I'm very passionate about this. I want to teach it. You just kind of pitch your class idea, what your teaching goals are, how much time you need to teach your class. And I kind of just look at that form. We meet up one-on-one just because I like that general real connection with people. I kind of get a sense of, you know, where they are. And then I kind of go back and find a local business that would fit perfectly with this class to host. And we just go from there.
Well, you have been doing this since November, and it's picking up steam. What is your mission? What are your goals for the Birdhouse?
You know, my ultimate goal where I see this is to see collaborations happening every day where there are multiple classes and workshops happening in various areas throughout Cincinnati simultaneously. And hopefully we can definitely get a following for that. But yeah, eventually that's just where I want to go. I'm having so much fun with it, and I'm meeting so many great people. And it's just fun to see that there is passion out there and there is excitement for learning. And it's not, you know, it's just not this mundane thing. I go to school and, like, you know. What's fun about the Bright House is these classes, I mean, people are generally excited to learn about these classes. They have that choice to build this curriculum of their own life, and it's fun to see. It really is.
Well, best of luck in the future. And,
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Kat Amaro, the founder of The Birdhouse. You want to learn more about The Birdhouse, the classes it offers, or maybe pitch your own class? Well, you visit our website, wvxu.org, and we'll have a link to The Birdhouse website where you can do just that.